We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
On the way, hit it hard, rebound, bat it around. It's taken by Luka. He hits! He hits! With a second to go as he hits the deck. Tied at 115. It worked! It totally worked!
10 assists, 21 rebounds, 47 minutes played. And now 60 points for the first time in Mavericks history.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic, and you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. You can find me on Twitter at Dalton_Trigg. I am joined by my co-host, Drew Johnson, and my former co-host, and a guy you all know very well, Matt Galatson. Y'all, this is an emergency edition of Mavs Step Back because the Dallas Mavericks, as of minutes ago, they have traded for Brooklyn Nets star point guard Kyrie Irving. This is something that has been rumored for multiple days now. It was unclear, you know, as to whether the Mavs would pull the trigger on something like this, but apparently their offer of Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a 2029 unprotected first-round pick and 2 second-round picks trumped anything that, you know, the Lakers or the Clippers or the Phoenix Suns or anybody else had to offer for Kyrie Irving. So this is unreal. This is not something that, you know, we would have seen coming as far as, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. But here we are. The Mavs have traded for Kyrie Irving, and now it creates a star-studded backcourt between Irving and Doncic going for the rest of the season. And as of right now, the Mavs are sixth in the West, but, you know, they could very well find themselves, you know, in third before the end of this season, depending on how the rest of this year goes and depending on how Kyrie and Luka you know, mesh together. So we will see how all that goes. But initial reactions, Matt, since you're back and, you know, it's been a while since you've been on here, I want to swing it to you first. What are you thinking right now?
Well, my first thoughts were, holy hell. You know, it's been a while since they've done a move like this. They've been kind of middling this year, so it's nice to see them go for the fences. I don't know that there was a bigger move they could have made to try and make a playoff push or a deep playoff push. This is the kind of player that we've talked about how they've needed for a long time. You know, the second ball handler, the second scorer, guy that can create when Luka's not in the game. Dinwiddie was kind of that for a while, and this is kind of taking it to another level, so it's very, very exciting. My other thought is a little bit more from a macro perspective, it's not as positive. I wonder, since Kyrie has not been Kyrie necessarily for a couple of seasons, I wonder if this is just another one of those moves that they should have made 5 years ago, like DeAndre Jordan or Kristaps Porzingis. Maybe it won't be, maybe it will be, but either way, it's a big deal because he is the kind of guy who other players want to play with, despite all of his red flags and crazy mumbo jumbo and flat earthness and all that stuff. He's the kind of guy that who has the potential to bring other guys along with him. And this is the first time that Nico has really made a bona fide, big time blockbuster move. And you just love to see it. You love to see him swing like that.
And another, and I'll swing this over to you now, DJ, but another part of this trade that I didn't mention in the beginning is the Mavs are getting Markieff Morris, which, I mean, look, the Morris twins, they have their issues overall, but, Markieff is the lesser of those two when it comes to shenanigans. So they both have had their issues, but it's not like Marcus Morris. So we will see. We'll see how all this goes. The Mavs, they get two serviceable pieces. Irving is averaging 27 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists per game, shooting nearly 50% from the field, 37% from three, and he's nearly a 90% free throw shooter. And a great finisher, too. I mean, that's something the Mavs desperately needed. Not just a secondary playmaker and a secondary bona fide co-star, but a guy that can finish. And they have that in Irving. So, DJ, I want to swing it to you now. What are your initial thoughts on this move for Dallas?
Well, the main thing that comes to mind for me is, before this trade – initially happened, of course, like you two, I was reading Twitter and everyone's thoughts on there. And the main concern is, well, how can we possibly win ball games with two ball dominant guards? Well, I'll tell you how we can do it with these two. And I think that we can look back at the past for that answer, back when Kyrie Irving played with a guy named LeBron James. And they did pretty well. They did pretty well together. And you know who Luka is compared to the most out of any current NBA player? LeBron James. So I think that, from a basketball perspective, it's a smart move. You already mentioned him being able to create alongside Luka, him being able to carry the load whenever Luka's not in the game. And really, I mean, the guy is going to be able to shoulder a scoring load that we've never had anyone in the entire Luka Doncic era that has been able to do something like that. So I'm very excited to see how it pans out. Of course, Kyrie's off the court issues do raise some concerns, but I think at this point it's less about what Kyrie can do and more about showing Luka that we're very serious about getting him help and that we are very serious about winning right now.
Oh, so, yeah. 100% on that part. Go ahead.
We've compared the Luka situation a lot with the LeBron James situation in Cleveland during his first go around and Cleveland's inability to get him some help. Well, this is where we break that cycle. So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited that, we didn't just let this opportunity pass us by, that we actually made it happen. We can talk all day, but actually making something happen, putting your money where your mouth is, I mean, that's what's going to get total buy-in from Luka. And that really needs to be our top priority right now.
And people who have tuned in, because, I mean, I've been blabbing about this potential trade all week, and my guy Grant Afseth, who does some great work for us over at DallasBasketball.com, he joined me yesterday for I forgot what we were talking. I can't even remember. We've talked about so much stuff. But anyway, when Kyrie came up, one of the things that we talked about that could potentially, go in the Mavs' favor with this deal is the fact that Irving has something with this franchise that he hasn't had at any other stop in his NBA career. Now, I know when he was with the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James was there, they won a title. He respects LeBron a lot. But, overall, he hasn't had something like what he has in Dallas now. He supposedly likes Luka and respects Luka as a player. We know he has had a prior relationship with Jason Kidd, and he respects Jason Kidd, you know, unlike any other coach that he's had so far in his career. And we know that he has a previous good relationship with Mavs GM Nico Harrison, you know, who was the vice president at Nike for years and, you know, had a big big thing to do with his shoe deal and everything there. So, you know, all three of those things paired with the fact that, you know, he has a specific need that this roster, you know, needed for to take the next step, I think it has the potential to work out really well. Now, obviously, Kyrie Irving is kind of like a It's kind of like the Forrest Gump. It's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So, I mean, there's always that unpredictable side to Kyrie that you have to worry about. But I think the upside – I think the risk versus the upside for this move based on what the Mavs had to give up is worth it. Because Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith, as much as I love those dudes – as much as I'm going to miss those, especially Dorian, because, you know, Dorian was an undrafted free agent. The Mavs brought him in 2016. You know, a lot of the fan base was calling for him to get cut those first 2 years because he hadn't improved the way they thought he should. And then next thing you know, the dude's signing a four-year, $55 million extension, and he's one of the key pieces that got the Mavs to the Western Conference Finals last year. So,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Super proud of Dorian and his development. Going to miss him and Finney-Smith. Him and Dinwiddie. You can tell I'm a little excited right now. Gonna miss both those dudes, but the fact of the matter is, you know, they're both in their 30s. They've reached their ceiling. You know, the ceiling for this current Mav team wasn't gonna go any higher than what we've seen so far this year, especially since they weren't able to keep Jalen Brunson. So, I mean, this is one of those moves. I've been saying it for, you know, 2-3 days now. You have to make it if you're Dallas. You have to take a chance somewhere because they haven't taken a risk since 2019 when they traded for Kristaps Porzingis. And honestly, that risk would have paid off if KP would have just been able to stay healthy, but, you know, his body just wasn't able to hold up. So I'm glad they finally – this is Nico Harrison's first big swing. You know, they traded KP last year, and that ended up being a good trade, but it was more like a – you know, just kind of getting off of KP's contract kind of deal. Now this is his first big swing, and I'm excited to see how it goes. But, Matt, how do you feel about the front office stuff now? Because when all of this first happened, you know, I know you weren't too thrilled with the Jason Kidd hire. Kidd has obviously not had as good of a second season as he did his first season last year. Some really questionable moves and everything, but when this front office changed and this coaching staff changed, the big selling point from the Mavs was, oh, we have relationships. And, you know, the relationships are supposed to, you know, materialize and give us a chance to win big going forward. And up until this point, those relationships had not mattered. But apparently they finally came through with this particular situation. So how do you feel about the front office as of this moment?
I feel a lot better than I did when it first came about, obviously. You know, you can talk all you want. You can, you know, you can say you're going to do one thing, and then none of it matters until you actually are able to come through on your word. And they've finally done that. Free agency had continued to be a bust. Trade market had continued to be more or less a bust, even though I love the KP deal and what they got in return for that. Obviously, that paid off because I got to the Western Conference Finals. But, man, this is a whole nother level. This is showing the kind of aggression that we've wanted them to show for a long time. And it has the potential to be a franchise-changing move. And for a guy who is just probably still really learning how to be a GM in Nico Harrison, it's really one of those deals where you're like, okay, he's starting to figure it out. And now we can really get rolling.
And just a disclaimer for everybody on here, because I've noticed when both of my guys here, Matt and DJ, they are on the road right now. So I have both of them phoned in, and we are literally doing this on the fly. So, you know, if you hear a little bit of static here and there come up, just know this is this is the true essence of an emergency pod. So, but yeah, I mean, look, this is, and I want to go back to something you said at the beginning of this, DJ. This is something that I think can work because, like you said, it worked with LeBron in Cleveland. And Luka is a much younger version of what Kyrie was working with LeBron in Cleveland. Now, LeBron was exceptional when he returned to the Cavs, and they did end up beating those Dynasty Warriors teams, well, at least one time in the finals. So I think you're going to have that dynamic. It's going to work just as well, assuming Kyrie is on the court most of the time, which is a question. I think if he's on the court with Luka, it's going to mesh really, really well. And the difference to me is, one, Luka's age. Two, Luka's a better three-point shooter than LeBron is. And three, those Dynasty Warriors teams are gone. The NBA is wide open right now. Parity is at an all-time high, you know, across the league. Obviously, you have, like, some of the teams at the very top that have separated themselves from the rest of the pack, like the Denver Nuggets and, to an extent, the Memphis Grizzlies. But I kind of think the Grizzlies are frauds, to be honest with you. and, you know, the Boston Celtics and the Sixers and the Bucks in the East. But, you know, to me, this is a move that, you know, if it works out the way we think it can, it puts the Mavs right in the thick of things. And they could potentially make other trades. We don't know what else is going to happen between now and the trade deadline, because Tim Hardaway Jr. is a guy that wasn't involved in this trade, and he has been in a handful of rumors over the past 2 weeks. So there could be some other stuff coming. Like if the Mavs somehow pull a trade out of their ass that, you know, nets them Bojan Bogdanovic from the Detroit Pistons now, I mean, then you're really cooking.
Oh yeah.
So we'll just have to we'll have to see how it goes. But guys, I don't know what much else there is to say. I just wanted to do a quick pod and get our very raw initial reactions on this. There is going to be a ton more coming on DallasBasketball.com. Matt, he's got something coming, I know. And then our guys, Grant Afseth and Michael Mulford, and I think Fish, like the whole crew is just like going to go all in on this baby. So y'all be sure to check all that out, and be sure to go check out the other pods we've done here recently and leave a review for your chance to win a very cool retro Plex City Edition Luka jersey during All-Star Weekend. All right, Matt, anything else before we take off here?
Man, I'm just excited for the possibility of Luka Magic plus untucked Kyrie. That could be an all-time clutch, you know, duo right there, and that's something to think about.
untucked jersey, Kyrie. I did when you sent that the other day. It didn't click, and then when you explained it, I was thinking like, "Oh my God, yes, this is going to be amazing." The mixtape highlights are going to be unreal on Ball is Life. DJ, what about you? Closing thoughts.
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of echo Matt's sentiments there. You know, I'm really excited to see, you know, just what these two are able to create out there, because you've got two arguably of the most creative players in today's game on the same team. So, I mean, the highlights, at the very least, the highlights are going to be incredible. So, and at the very most, who knows? I mean, I just saw something pop up on my phone that we're like, you know, 6th in title odds. And in today's NBA, I'll take that. So I will take that.
100%. And I'm looking at the West standings right now. We'll end on this. You know, as it sits today, the Mavs are in 6th, but they're tied in the loss column with the two teams ahead of them, the Clippers and the Suns. Overall, they're only 2.5 games back of the Sacramento Kings, who have had a super easy schedule so far this season, in my opinion. So they're 2.5 games back of the Kings for third place. They're only 5 games back of the Grizzlies for second place in the West. So things can get weird in the last 28 games of this regular season, y'all. So I'm excited. I'm ready to see how it goes. The Mavs desperately needed a shakeup of some kind. I'm glad they did it, and I'm glad that they did it for a guy who is nearly a 30-point scorer, efficient scorer, and a guy that can take some pressure off of Luka. That's the biggest thing in all of this, is taking some pressure off of the guy who is scoring 33 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists per game, and yet the Mavs are just 2 games over 500. This is great. Guys, I appreciate y'all joining me for this one. We will definitely have to do it again sometime. Matt, I appreciate you taking some time to join me too last second. This has been fun. I hope you gentlemen have a good rest of your Sunday and are ready for the week ahead.